confession, where Jesus comes that first day of his resurrection, the first thing he wants to do, you know, kind of emphasizing how important it is. He breathes on them. Well, actually, first he says, "Peace be with you. Don't worry, guys. It's okay. I know you ran away from me. You abandoned me. I got killed, but peace be with you. It's all good." He kind of forgives them and assures them, "Don't worry. I'm not going to come down hard on you guys." He gives them the Holy Spirit instead. So beautiful, that mercy, don't worry. You don't have the strength, I'll give you the strength. And then he calls them to this new mission, this ministry of his divine mercy. As Jesus, one man in one place here on earth, didn't want everyone to have to, awkwardly get in line to, talk to him, to hear his voice say, "I forgive you." He wanted certain men to carry on that ministry of divine mercy, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained." And that is what we believe is sort of the beginning of the sacrament of confession, where priests now stand in the place of Christ to be his face, to be his voice, to communicate to any and all repentant sinners that same forgiveness won for us on the cross. So beautiful. And it's so sad that so many Christians have lost this. Again, unbroken tradition, 1,500 years, that this verse means, confession. It's now gone for the majority of Christian, other Christian groups. They believe that, Jesus here was not doing any kind of a sacramental, teaching. He was maybe one common non-Catholic interpretation is he's telling them to announce forgiveness. Tell them, if you believe in Jesus, your sins are forgiven. If you don't, your sins are retained. Others think that maybe Jesus is just reaffirming his teaching earlier about forgiving one another. Other groups will try and reinterpret this passage, but it just doesn't make sense. I was talking to Chi Alpha people and in the free speech zone up there the other day. The Chi Alpha is a non-denominational Christian group, and I was working on the homily. I was like, "Man, what do I have to lose? What do you guys think about John chapter 20, verse 23? Your sins are, whose sins you forgive are forgiven, whose sins you retain are retained." And they told me what I had already learned from, YouTube, that Protestants reinterpret this. It's not, Jesus giving the apostles some sort of mission to forgive sins. But I told them, it's very clear. Jesus wants them to forgive sins. And what is the result? Those sins will be forgiven. And then how on earth, even this guy I was talking to admitted, "I don't really know what's going on with the retaining thing. That just doesn't seem to fit." Well, I left him with some encouragement to look into the early Christian fathers of the church, the early Christians and their writings. Because even if you want to argue that Jesus was not doing something new here in John chapter 20, the early Christians were very clear on this point. Here is my favorite one of all that I found from St. John Chrysostom. He was writing in the 4th century. He said this about this very verse we just heard today in 2022. He wrote this back in the 4th century. "Priests can bind with a bond which pertains to the soul itself and transcends the very heavens. Did God not give them all the powers of heaven? Whose sins you shall forgive," he says, "they are forgiven them. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. What greater power is there than this? The Father has given all judgment to the Son, and now I see the Son placing all this power in the hands of men." So clear. So again, either all Christians were wrong for 1,500 years, or Jesus really was calling the disciples, those ordained as priests, to carry on his mission of mercy. That baptism isn't a one-time, once-saved, always-saved kind of thing, that we're called to continual repentance and continual renewal of that baptismal purity in the confessional. Now, we actually agree a lot more than I think non-Catholics understand, or they're not aware, because common objections will be, only God has the power to forgive sins. Priests can't forgive sins. What should you say if someone gives you that response? Amen, brother. We believe the same thing. I don't have the power to forgive sins. Jesus wasn't giving the apostles the power to forgive sins. He was giving them the mission, authority, to be ministers of his mercy. You know, forgiveness only comes through Christ. He's the only mediator in the sense that all grace comes through him.